Chapter 16. Carlyle. He led me back to the room that he'd pointed out as Carlyle's office. He paused outside the door for an instant. "Come in," Carlyle's voice invited. Edward opened the door to a high-ceilinged room with tall, west-facing windows. The walls were paneled again, in a darker wood, where they were visible. Most of the wall space was taken up by towering bookshelves that reached high above my head and held more books than I'd ever seen outside a library. Carlyle sat behind a huge mahogany desk in a leather chair. He was just placing a bookmark in the pages of the thick volume he held. The room was how I'd always imagined a college dean's would look. Only Carlyle looked too young to fit the part. "What can I do for you?" he asked us pleasantly, rising from his seat. "I wanted to show Bella some of our history," Edward said. "Well, your history, actually." "We didn't mean to disturb you," I apologized.
"Not at all. Where are you going to start?"
"The Wagoner," Edward replied, placing one hand lightly on my shoulder and spinning me around to look back toward the door we'd just come through. Every time he touched me, in even the most casual way, my heart had an audible reaction. It was more embarrassing with Carlyle there.